Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
You gotta understand that powerful need of real connection. Just one voicemail can change somebody's life. One moment of encouragement, one recognition, one simple gesture of kindness. This is what our world needs to figure out. Connection. We've gotta remember how important that is for people. You gotta remember how important that is for each other. You want greater wealth in your life, the only way is doing better in connection. It's the only way. You can get smart, you can have autonomy and confidence and influence. You can do all the things, but if you can't create connection, you will never have wealth. Not the real wealth that matters. You might have money, but you'll never have wealth. You got to figure this one out. This has to be important for you. Because when this is removed from people, their life, their aliveness, and literally their life is compromised. I began my journey in personal development because I had a car accident. Apparently I have accidents or a thing. I mean, I'm not doing it for the speech, I just got problems. What had happened was, as a 19-year-old kid, the worst thing that could happen for someone like me, I fell in love. I didn't know anything about the world. I was a young and dumb, naive kid. I fell in love high school sweetheart. We go to college together. That relationship fell apart. And when that relationship fell apart, I fell apart. I didn't have the emotional tools to deal with the sadness, the anger, the depression that came from the breakup. Anyone ever been through that? Like you're stunned, the breakup totally stuns you, that you can't deal with it. I was me, certainly at 19. And the only reason I changed later on was because I realized that what I really had gotten to was a point of almost no return. I call it the caged life. The caged life is when you feel like you're in a cage and everybody else is separate. I had my heart broken, so I was in the cage now. I stopped connecting with people. They were passers-by, but there was these bars of hurt between us that I had to heal. Because what happens when you're in the cage, imagine like a wild animal trapped in a cage at a zoo. You've seen it, or you've heard it, or the metaphor might resonate. Because the first couple days are there, they're angry, they're shaking. They're like so angry. They're shaking the bars. They're just so angry. They want to be free. They're upset. They're hurt. They want to go back the way it was. They're caged in the past. They're caged in the moment. They're so angry. But you return a week later, now they're away from the bars. And they're just watching, indignantly, upset. Everything's unfair. Nothing's right. I didn't deserve this. This is the point of no return. If somebody doesn't connect with them and pull them and help them, what happens is the worst of human mentalities come in. Now you return 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 months, 5 months later, they're in the back of the cage. They're down. They're looking at everybody else and they're like, these people, they don't understand me. There's no reason to do this. And then that becomes sadness and real depression. For me, it became suicide. I didn't think anyone understood. And when you're there, you need to know that you're there. And when you're there, the only thing that's gonna bring you back is the guts to get up or to be pulled up by somebody to open up and to go back up to the front again and being able to rattle the cage of your own mindset, to get some help, to get some support, to be vulnerable enough to say, hey guys, I'm Dak here. Everyone forgot about me, I feel terrible. And sometimes someone else rattles the cage. A mentor, a friend, a family member for me noticed I was in a hard place and asked, what's going on with you? And they meant it, it was real. And it opened me up a little bit. I started sharing. Later on, I was in an accident and I realized I wasn't suicidal. I didn't want to die. I didn't know how to live. That was it. I didn't want to die. I didn't know how to live. I was 19. I didn't know how to be happy. I didn't know how to deal with these emotions. I was so upset. That's why I got into personal development. Started reading psychology. That's why I got into neuroscience, human behavior change, ultimately became high performance work. It was because I was trying to say, well, how do you change when you're so down on yourself? And I know we can get there. But see, everyone wants connection. And sometimes, if you put that triangle back up here, sometimes we don't realize that those things are connected. See, you might be a vibrant, joyous, passionate, amazing, flowing woman. But if your connection at home sucks, does that impact things? Of course it does. Some real nods there, okay. Sometimes those things go together. You can save people's lives when you help them be connected again, connected to themselves, connected to humanity. Why does everyone feel so down after the last 2 years? Well, we lost a lot of people. A lot of connection went away. What happened? We got stuck in the social media cycle of hating everybody. Everyone hates everybody. Hate. And then what happens? Well, all the hate, lack of connection, division between people, all of a sudden steals away our aliveness. The most important thing you're ever gonna do with your family is reconnect. Just like I had to say, listen, you have to feel the day again, right? Now you have to make moments again. Write it down. Make moments again. Connection is about moments with people. It's about being fully present and intentional with them, making a moment of connection on purpose, choosing to do it, seeing the other person. You all know as parents sometimes, kids be running around, you're managing and organizing everything, you're doing everything, but you forget, like, you might go 3-4 days and go, oh my God, I haven't even made a moment. I haven't even looked this child in the eyes for 3 days. I've just been handling him stuff, telling him to clean up stuff. You forgot the moments. I wrote a book called The Motivation Manifesto, and in the last chapter of the book, I talked about the importance of learning to hold a second or two, what I call two beats longer with people. When you meet them, look at them for 2 seconds longer, just two beats longer. You put your kid to bed, two beats longer there with real presence. You kiss your babe, 2 seconds longer on that kiss. Usually people cheer that part, but I don't know what's happening up here. Maybe it's weird, it's too early. It's too early, too early, too early. 2 seconds longer, two beats longer. Connection again, authenticity. Like, I force myself to do it. I don't shake a hand and leave, I shake the hand. 1, 2, I see you. Write it down, 1, 2, I see you. We gotta get better at that as a culture. Can I get an amen on a Saturday, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, you wanna change the aliveness and the energy, you gotta reconnect, you gotta make moments again.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? If you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.